Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Time for another round of Meltdown Madness presented by Window Nation, where every day at this time, we take a couple different high-profile meltdowns, and you get to vote on which one should advance in the tournament. So, let's recap yesterday first, Nige. Yesterday, we had the number 5 seed, Casey Kasem. He was very upset when his producer wanted him to do a dedication about a dead dog after an up-tempo song.
He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Since I got last damn time, I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Casey Kasem bringing the heat.
Oh, man. No, I have not looked. I honestly don't know who won this matchup, so don't give it away early, but... That's powerful because it escalates very quickly.
Right. And that's a trend I think you'll see in a lot of these meltdowns you're going to hear in the tournament, where people start off kind of mild-mannered and then they just can't stop.
And by the way, I don't know who Don is, where Don factors into this whole process with Casey Kasem, but he got his butt chewed.
Don was in trouble.
And I want to see these pictures. I want to know what pictures he was waiting to see.
So the number 5 seed was Casey Kasem going up against the number 12 seed, Tom Cruise, on the set of Mission Impossible 7. Yep. This was during COVID lockdowns and restrictions. And Tom Cruise, he had like producer credits on this. So
he's the boss.
Right.
One of the bosses.
He was concerned that there would be some, government worm there spying on his set. And if they saw one person without a mask, they'd get shut down. Well, Tom Cruise saw a crew member that did not have a mask on. And that's when we got this.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. We are not shutting this movie down! Is it understood? If I see it again, you're gone.
What do you think Tom Cruise's reaction would have been had that staffer just looked at him and said, "Lighten up, Francis." His head may have spun all the way around like Beetlejuice.
He may have fainted. I can't anybody believe anybody would speak to me that way. So, wait, let me guess. Who won that matchup? I'm gonna say Casey Kasem.
By a final score of 63.9% of the vote to 36.1, Casey Kasem moves on to the round of 8.
Right,
I gotta talk about a dog dying.
And this brings us to today's matchup, Nige. It's a tale of two coaches. Round 1, game 3, the number 6 seed, Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy. He was not happy about a local reporter in the greater Stillwater area that was ripping one of his players in the local newspaper.
If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game, or says he's fat?
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
That's strong. That's real strong right there.
Fat.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, that's classic. That's a classic one.
The number 11 seed in this tournament. The only person that has two entries in the field.
Yeah.
Jim Mora. Now, this is not playoffs. This is not Colts Jim Mora. This is Saints head coach Jim Mora, who was also not very happy about the way his team looked in the second half of a game.
We just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed.
Man, I love both of those, but I think it's Gundy gonna come out on top with that one. I mean, a diddly poo is a classic, don't get me wrong, but I think Gundy's coming out on top.
Pound for pound, and I know this is an unpopular opinion, I think diddly poo by Mora is superior to his playoffs rant. Like, I think what we just heard is his best work.
Okay.
We couldn't do diddly poo. We didn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball.
We'll find out.
We got two horse bleeps in there. So good. But then you've also got Mike Gundy, who, in addition to the iconic "I'm a man, I'm 40," he ends the whole press conference by just saying, "Makes me want to puke," and walks off.
That's a great way. That's a great line to end on.
It is. That's a walkout line. So voting is live right now. Pinned to the top of our Twitter page, at Hammer and Nigel. You are voting for the one you want to see move on in the tournament. You've got Mike Gundy, "I'm a man, I'm 40, or Jim Mora, diddly poo. Get your votes in right now. You've got until about 1 o'clock tomorrow to get your votes in. Thank you to Window Nation for sponsoring this.
Yes.
Right now, get two free windows for every two that you buy from Window Nation, plus zero down, zero interest, zero payments for 24 months, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. Which one do you want to see advance? Vote right now. Follow us on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Hammer and Nigel. Get your votes in on Meltdown Madness.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.